and whine about it and call my senator and say, hey, I'm 10 times better than this one. It's making more money than me, blah, blah, blah. And the other thing is that in a lot of the situations that I was in, particularly at the network news, and I worked for ABC News and CBS News before I came to Fox News, women were treated better than men. They were treated better than men. They had a little cabal, and they intimidated the men in the organization and said, if you look at me cross-eyed, I'm going to bring you up to human resources and destroy your life. And every man in the place was terrified of them. And that actually happened. So when I'm reading Lisa's book, and I recommend the book because it will stimulate discussion with your wife, your girlfriend, whoever, and, you know, you can learn from it. The book, again, is a 51% minority. I'm not sympathetic to Lisa's argument at all. I think that Lisa's put forth this argument based upon facts. It is true that women make less and that, you know, women have a bigger burden because they have children at home. And that's all true. But I say the government is not going to change that. And that in a lot of places, women have formed cabals to terrorize the men because they take advantage of, oh, we're downtrodden, you're kicking us in the teeth. And if you go around the world, and this is my final argument, every country that I've ever been to, women are treated worse than the United States. I mean, you go to Japan, for example, you go to China, anywhere in the Orient. You go to Australia. It's outrageous. You go into Muslim countries, Lise Wheel gets executed for writing this book. Lise Wheel
never coming back.
Lise Wheel is beheaded right now in Saudi Arabia for writing this book. Even if you go to Europe, if you go to Italy and you're a good-looking woman like Lisa's, you're going to be black and blue all day long, if you know what I'm talking about. Guys are going to put their hands on you in that society, in Italy, in Spain. All right? So all of this whining about American women, we don't have this, we don't have that, to me, I'm not real sympathetic. But I am a barbarian.
But birth control, I mean, that will create a medical condition
but
if you don't have birth control.
But it's not a medical condition.
Oh, come
by
on,
your
Bill.
Own. By your own.
If the employer doesn't cover Viagra, then I'm fine with that. But if they cover Viagra, then they should cover...
There's still a distinction between a physical condition that doesn't allow you to perform. I want our listeners to weigh in on this
because I think they will say that you're absolutely off the mark.
Again, I'm not promoting the government paying for Viagra, but I'm saying there's a difference between a medical condition that debilitates a guy in this area and you and women having birth control by your own. I don't want to pay for your birth control. I'm
very angry with you. I had no idea that you were so sexist and so discriminatory.
About what?
A woman nowhere at any time, because she's being discriminated against at her work, should have to quit her job and move to a different job.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You didn't have to do it.
Sure I did. I absolutely had to do it. I was being discriminated against because I was a single guy who was much better than the old-timers who were there, and I didn't get paid nearly what they got. And there was a little cabal in the place, and I had to go. Now, well, let me ask you something, Heather. Do you want the government to right these wrongs? Heather?
Yes, the government should right these wrongs.
Okay.
This is America.
I know it's America, but the government usually doesn't intrude on the marketplace.
Bill, anytime anyone calls you, you just continue to talk through them. You don't want to hear what they have to say, and I'm really angry with you today.
You're an angry woman.
I have never called you before today.
You're an angry woman. I don't know why you're angry at me. I'm putting forth a point of view that you don't like, but I'm also putting forth a point of view that is valid. Now, your point of view is valid, too. We just disagree on the issue, so you're never going to listen again. I mean, what does that tell you?
Heather, I hope you still listen. But look, stay on the line, and I want to send you a copy of 51% Minority, okay?
But you just make her more angry.
No, she's going to feel
empowered.
Some
guy's going to get popped. Well, it's because it's almost like being a baseball player. There are no women baseball players because physically men are stronger than women. And when you do combat, as you well know, strength is very important on a number of different levels. If it were me, I wouldn't have any women in combat. That's how much of a barbarian I am. I wouldn't put any of them on a front line for physical reasons, all right, and for camaraderie and a lot of other different reasons, psychological, emotional, all kinds of stuff. I'd have women in the armed services, absolutely, but they've been in support roles, not on the front lines. But that's just me. But there are women in combat right this second.